From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says BP has agreed to accelerate its effort to capture more of the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. President Obama is aboard Air Force One flying to the Gulf Coast for his fourth visit since the oil spill began. When he returns, he plans to put more heat on BP to deal with the disaster by setting up an escrow account to pay claims. Larry Miller in London reports BP's board of directors is expected to defer a planned dividend to shareholders and use that money to help pay oil spill claims.
Any deferment will be done reluctantly. BP says it's in good financial condition and can afford the cost related to the oil spill. There's also concern in Britain that BP is being singled out by President Obama for political reasons and that investors in Transocean, which owns the ill-fated rig, will be allowed their $1 billion dividend. BP reports that as of today, half of the more than 50,000 compensation claims have been paid. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Middle East envoy and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair says Israel appears set to begin easing its blockade of the Gaza Strip significantly within a matter of days. Blair was speaking after talks in Luxembourg with European Union foreign ministers. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports the changes may involve opening at least one border crossing to more commercial traffic.
In the past 2 weeks, since Israeli soldiers killed 9 activists on a ship trying to break the Gaza blockade, there has been growing pressure on Israel to lift the blockade. Israeli officials say they are concerned that Hamas, which controls Gaza, will stockpile weapons to use against Israel. European Union officials today said they are encouraging Israel to open one of the land crossings into Gaza to a much larger supply of consumer goods. The legality of Israel's blockade of Gaza is one of the issues the panel appointed by Israel today will discuss. It will be headed by a former Israeli Supreme Court justice and will have 2 international observers. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Searchers in Arkansas are resuming their effort to find a person still missing after flash floods swept through a campsite late last week, killing at least 19. Emergency crews are using specially trained dogs. Robert Holmes with the U.S. Geological Survey says he and other experts are on site trying to figure out why the flooding was so severe.
Anytime you have this kind of loss of life, there's catastrophe, and we need to understand what happened here. So that's what we're down here doing, trying to figure out what kind of flow rates we had.
Holmes says the flood waters in Arkansas were so strong that they peeled the asphalt off some roadways. Stocks are trading higher at the start of a new week on Wall Street. Major European markets have all registered gains today after a report showing industrial production up in the 16 countries that use the euro currency. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 56 points. The Nasdaq is up 22. This is NPR News. Security forces in Kyrgyzstan are struggling to contain the ethnic violence sweeping the southern part of that country. The government says at least 117 people are dead, but the leader of the nation's Uzbek community tells the Associated Press the death toll is even higher, and he says tens of thousands of Uzbeks have fled to the border seeking to leave the country. The Boston Celtics are one win away from capturing the NBA championship. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR reports Boston defeated the Los Angeles Lakers last night to take a 3-2 lead in the series.
Kobe Bryant played his best game yet in this series for the Los Angeles Lakers. He scored 38 points, but Boston's defense contained his teammates. Only one other Laker scored in double digits. The Celtics' Paul Pierce scored 27, but Boston won with a more balanced offense. Doc Rivers is the coach.
Letting the ball find the open guy. That's who we are when we're good. It's the way we should play.
L.A. made it close at the end, but Boston held on for the win. The series continues tomorrow night back in Los Angeles. The Lakers have to win 2 straight to hoist the trophy. The Celtics just need to win 1. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
Spirit Airlines is canceling all of its flights through tomorrow as it tries to cope with the ongoing strike by its pilots. Many of Spirit's passengers have been stranded as a result, among them Linda Swanson, who flew to New York City for the weekend but now cannot get back to her home in Michigan.
I feel real bad and real terrible about this. We paid our way here, had a good time, and now it's spoiled.
The low-cost airline mainly serves cities in the eastern United States. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. In Washington.